Happy Sunday morning to you. Last Sunday of June. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Suzanne. Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We also want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are watching us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is to receive. Amen. I lost my spot here. All of you joining us by through audio and video, amen, to receive what God has for you, amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted, amen. And He wants to bless you. And we're going to be talking again about power to face your giants. And when we're talking about giants, we're talking about problems. We're talking about finances. We're talking about fears, you know, things coming against you. Amen. So it's so important that you know what the Word of God says, because the enemy, when you fight a spiritual battle, you cannot defeat it with the flesh. You got to get in the Word and know what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, if you know the truth, it's going to set you free from all the mindsets, from all the things the world tries to come against you. Amen. So let's remember that. Woo! Hallelujah. And you know what? Here's the thing is, Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. The world, the enemy, tries to let you know or tell you and say, you're not good enough. Jesus says, I've already cleared you. I've already qualified you. Amen. So He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available for Him. You need to make yourself available. The problem's not with Him. The problem's with us. We got to get ourselves right with Him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The best thing is, He woke you up this morning. He wakes you up every day. You know why? Because He's not finished with you. Bible says you can do all things through Christ. So I'm going to get with Him. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. What is it you want me to do? Whatever it is He wants you to do, you know, don't say, well, you know, there's giants waiting for me out there. No, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So you be strong, just like little David. You know, little David, we're talking about little David. He went against the giant when he got to where his father sent him to go bring lunch to his brothers. All they were talking about was the giant. When David got there, all he was talking about was his God. Amen. What about you? When you come around your buddies, or when you come to your job, or when you go where you're going, are you going to talk the same talk they're talking? Be negative? Be down? No. Talk about, hey, my God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Come on now. Says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. Not the way the world says, not what the enemy says, but see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. You see yourself this way. Amen. I just woke up, you know, but you know what? Spend time with Him. Get yourself ready, because the giants are waiting. Amen. But you know what? I'm not stepping back. I'm going to step forward. Amen. I got the armor of God on, and I'm going to press forward. Amen. I'm not afraid. He's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about power to face your giants to number two. Amen. So you're going to hear a little bit. And you know what? I'm excited. So you'll be excited. But you know what? Let's make this declaration first. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. And this is on a daily basis. Amen. Remind yourself, hey, I'm a child of God. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. You know what? Sometimes if you don't encourage yourself, nobody will. So as a child of God, you know what? We're here. We gather ourselves together to encourage one another. Not to see, well, you know, what they're wearing or what they're not doing. It's not to see the negative. It's to see the positive and say, you know what? You're a child of God. Thank you for being here. God's using you. God's blessing you. And say something nice instead of saying something down. Amen. That's not what we're here for. So praise God. Amen. So I'm excited. You be excited. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? When you go to share with somebody and you're down and out and, Oh, God loves you. Bring the good news and be excited about it. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So don't be sad about it. Be glad about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just read this to the church here, but I'm going to read it to you. You guys are watching. You guys are listening. Since we're going to be talking again, a power to face your giants. When you're facing your giants of cares, of fears, sicknesses, troubles, lacks, whatever it is, yours may be different than mine, amen. But still, you're going to face giants each and every day, amen. Don't let them defeat you. Do not let them defeat you. You take authority. Defeating them doesn't depend on your abilities. Jesus has already defeated them. So you're going to have to stay full of the word so that you can have something to share. And when you have something to share, you're going to speak the word. You're going to speak the word. It's not just having the word in you. It's about letting the word out so the word can go out and do what it says. Amen. Word is a seed. And when you sow a seed, it's going to grow. Amen. So let's remember that. You fight a spiritual battle daily. And God has given his church, us, the body of Christ. Again, I tell you this every time I get a chance. You are the church. This is a building we meet at, okay, or gather ourselves together in. But you are the body of Christ. You are the church. Who is he going to use? He's the head. We're the church. So he's going to use us. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Man, I'm excited already. Praise God. God has given his church spiritual weapons to use. One weapon, just one weapon, is a blood covenant with Jesus. Jesus came, fulfilled his mission, and he went to heaven. But he says, go. Two-thirds of his name says, go into the world and preach the gospel. Preach the good news to people. Amen. For God so loved the world. It's talking about people. You know, everywhere you go, you can't get away from people. So guess what? You are his voice. Amen. We are his ambassadors in this world. So he's going to use us to share the good news of the gospel to everybody. So he's at the right hand of God. Amen. A place of authority interceding for us. Amen. So come on now. So we have blood covenant with him. Don't let any uncircumcised giant, circumstances, problems, troubles, take your victory away from you. Believe it, receive it, confess it, and act on it. Basically, obey it. You've got to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't just get it in you if you're not going to do nothing about it. I know everything about whatever, fixing something, but if I don't put my hands to it and do it, it ain't going to help me. You got the word of God in you, and you're going to be quiet. You're the saddest believer there is, because you're not doing anything. It's in you. You got to let it out. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, praise God. Amen. And we made our declaration. Keep going, Carmen. Ooh, hallelujah. I think I gave you I gave every one of you a copy of this. I put it on the screen here. But it says, stay plugged in. I think last week I told you, all of us, we have power tools, okay? We have power tools, and they're great tools, and they make the job easier, amen? But if they're not plugged in to a plug on the electrical plug or a battery, they're no good. It says stay plugged in. Stay connected to who? To Jesus. To Jesus. It says trouble comes to everybody, yet Jesus is the source that you need. Amen. So we need him. We need to stay connected to him. We don't walk away from him because we're feeling good today, so I'm going to forget about him. No, no. You got to stay connected to him. Amen. And we do that by spending time with him. That's what Christianity is all about. Christianity is about having relationship with your heavenly Father. Amen. It says, when cares, fears, anxieties, worries, doubts start to pull you down, you've lost connection with your source of strength. And that source of strength, again, is Jesus. Amen. Whew, you know, praise God. It says, plug back into the source of power, the source of forgiveness, the source of faith, the source of love, the source of health, the source of patience, the source of peace, the source of hope, the source of all that you need. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. We go to Him. We don't have to go to the store. We don't have to go this, that, and the other, or for somebody. No, He's the source of all you need. So stay connected to Jesus. Stay close to the source. Amen. That power tool is good, you know, but if it's not plugged in, it looks nice, but it ain't going to do no good. Amen. So guess what? If you stay connected to Him, you're going to do what He's called you to do and fulfill your mission because you were connected to Him. Amen. And you know what? It's going to bless you. Not only going to bless you, it's going to bless whoever you're ministering to. Amen. And Jesus is going to bless you. Amen. So stay connected in to your power source. And your power source is Jesus. Not the world. Amen. Not the things of the world. But Jesus. Excuse me. Amen. So praise God, man. That blessed me. I don't know if it blessed you. But if not, if you ain't blessed, we got to pray for you. And you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior. So you can be excited. Amen. This will get you excited right here, man. We can stop right here. And we've already had church. Amen. But anyway, power source. The power is to face your giants. And you know, if you're not facing any problems, any giants, we need to pray for you again so you can get saved. Because you're going to have these problems. Because Jesus tells us, we'll get to it in a few minutes. It says, many times in life we face giants that seem impossible to conquer. But Jesus promised, in this world we already have the victory in Jesus. Amen. Not only that, we have, again, power covenant. We have blood covenant with Him. Amen. So, says God is bigger than any giant you're facing. Magnify Him and not the giant. Amen. And we get this backward because a lot of times we're always magnifying the problem and we see the problem, but we don't see Jesus. Jesus has already defeated that giant. Jesus has already met that. Okay. Amen. So, let's remember this. Man, we need to focus this. We need to write this down and use it all the time. Keep going. This is good. Here's some giants that we face now. Amen. We're going to be talking later on about this. Amen. Right now we have other things. But some of the giants that we face are cares, abuse, depressions, rejection, alcohol, drugs, finances, unemployment, work. Past mistakes, setbacks, sickness, pornography, school, and the future. It's just a few. Yeah. Amen. It may not affect you in any kind of way, but some do. But you know, remember this. We have to take authority and don't let these things come on you. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I've sinned. Or whatever, but you know, you go to Him, you confess, and get it out, and get yourself right, so that you can go and fulfill whatever it is that you're doing for Him. Amen. Whatever mission you have, you're going to fulfill it. But these things are going to try to jump on you. Don't give them any ride. Praise God. Keep going. It says, magnify God, not magnify your giants. Magnifying your giants, you fall. And we're going to be talking about David. David was a great king. And man, David could lead armies, but you know what? He couldn't leave his family. Amen. He fell to, what's the name? Bathsheba. Yeah. He says, magnify God and your giants fall. Amen. So you know what? I say, wait a minute. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me. Jesus went to the cross for sickness. I'm not accepting sickness. I'm not accepting whatever is trying to come on me. Amen. I'm not giving them a ride. I am taking them with me. Says Jesus has already defeated these giants, but we must face some. Says seek Him first. No hiding, no running, no fear. Just have peace. Because you could do all things through Christ. Amen. And Matthew 6:33 says this in the NIV. It says, but seek first what? His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And 34 says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Because we're always worrying about next week. We're worrying about next month, next year. It says, for tomorrow will not worry about itself. It says, each day has enough trouble or giants coming at you of its own. So let's deal with the day. Amen. Let's deal with the day. Keep going. No hiding, no running, no fear. Just peace. Have peace. When you have Jesus, you know what? You have peace. Amen. Because I know the greater one is with me. Amen. And this one here says John 16:33. Some of these were going over some from last week, but it says in John 16:33, easy to read verse. It says, "I have told you these things so that you can have peace. In me, in this world, you will have troubles, or you will have giants coming at you. But be brave. I have defeated the world." Amen. So you know what? Whatever's coming your way, it doesn't matter. Jesus has defeated them. And Jesus has given us his word. And we can use his word to speak things into being. Amen. John 16:33 in New King James says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me is caps. Says, you may have peace. In this world you'll have tribulations. You'll have problems. You'll have giants coming at you. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. He had opportunities, but you know what? He had to correct. I'm sure he had to ask the Father for help. So can we. If it worked for him, it'll work for us. He said, "I've defeated the world." And he gave us an example. So now we have this example, you know, stand on the word, standing on him. When you've done all to stand. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. These are good. Again, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind." What's the enemy tries to do? He tries to put fear on you. Amen. But the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. Because if you're not walking in faith, if you're walking in faith, you're walking in the Word of God. And I said, you know what? It's going to make your way straight when I'm trusting him. Amen. And we're going to get to it here in a few minutes. But 2 Timothy 1:7 says, in the Amplified, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, of timidity, or cowardice, or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, applying that abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." So where's the battlefield? The battlefield is in the mind. But we got to renew our minds, too, with the Word of God. Amen? Because you start thinking all these things. You're around negative people. You're around negative things and hear these things. But you know what? I'm going to renew my mind with what the Word of God says so that I'm pressing on with him and what the Word says, not what people say or not what I heard. That doesn't line up with the Word of God, so I'm not receiving it. And I'm not going that way. I'm going God's way. Amen. Whew. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible says in this one here, bring it on, Carmen. Ooh. Where did he come from? Well, I just wanted to say this. Let me read it to you. I wrote it here. Recognize your enemy. Know your enemy. And listen, the devil doesn't come in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork. Amen. Read what the Word of God says and you recognize the enemy or who he's using. Amen. This used to be a cartoon way back. It's called Hot Stuff. Or they call him little devil. He's still on a diaper. It's a little devil. But still, recognize your enemy. Amen. And it's going to come against you. Amen. Devil don't look like this. Amen. He's uglier than that. Amen. And the Bible says he comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Get him out of there, Carmen. He's blowing little circles there. Bible says you can do all things. It says Christ is the one who gives me the strength to do what I need to do wherever I must do or whatever I must do. Amen. That's just the English easy-to-read version. It says Christ is the one who gives me the strength I need to do what I must do. You know what? He wants you to do something. He told Noah to build an ark. Noah says, "Well, what's an ark?" Amen. So don't count yourself short because he'll give you what it takes. He'll and for you to do what he wants you to do. But you trust in him. Amen. That's what Noah did. He did. How am I going to give there all these animals? Trust God. Amen. And New King James, I can do, again, you can personalize this. Put your name there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. He strengthens me, so I'm going to trust him. Whatever strength I need for whatever situation I need, he's going to give me the strength I need to fulfill what he wants me to do. In the Amplified, it says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. Who's called you to do them? He did. He's called you to do it. Amen. But the Bible says you can do all things through him who strengthens you. Through him who strengthens and empowers me. He's going to give me what it takes to fulfill what he wants me to do. Amen. When we're trusting him, you know, you don't have to count yourself short, you know. Always selling ourselves short. The enemy, the world, people are going to see and say, you know what, you're not good enough to do that. You're not good enough for that. Well, he don't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. And if he's called you to do it, you're going to do it. Amen. Praise God. I'm trusting him. Praise God. To fulfill his purpose, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Amen. Woo. Man, you can't go wrong. Amen. Those of you watching, those of you listening, you sold yourself short. You know, you're down and out. But you know what? It's time you say, enough is enough. I need Jesus. Lord, I've sinned against you. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's not going to turn you down. He's already sacrificed his son. And Jesus gave his life for you to be free and not to be living this way anymore. You know, them drugs and alcohol, those things coming against you, them giants coming against you, they can't take you down anymore. Amen. Just confess him as your Lord and Savior. And you get up and press on with what God wants you to do. Amen. He's got a special call for you. And nobody can fulfill that except you. So see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner, a champion. He sees you an overcomer. So get up and press on with him. Amen. And get lined up with what the Word of God says. And receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Woo, praise God. Amen. That was for somebody. I'll receive it. If you don't want it, I'll take it. It says, give yourself to God and let him direct your steps. And my steps are ordered of God. That's what the Word of God says in Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. New King James says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. That's where the enemy comes in. That's where the world comes in. And they try to sidetrack you and tell you, you know what? You've gone to church too many times. Just skip one day. Skip another day. Skip with Sunday, you know. No. No, I'm not receiving that. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not lining up with that. I'm going to line up with what the Word of God says. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? He's going to direct your path. He's going to direct your steps. My steps are ordered of God. Amen? Woo. I'm telling you, you got to know what the Word says, because if you don't, the world and people are going to feed you all kind of bad stuff. Amen? And you're going to try to take a break. It's time you stop the break. It's time to press on. He says, press on. He didn't say break. He didn't say take a break and sit on your como se llama. He says, it's time to press on. It's time to press on. So whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. Amen. Because we're fighting a spiritual battle. You know what? You can't defeat it in the flesh. You can't defeat it with the physical. You got to defeat it with the Word of God. Amen. You got to use the Word of God. And in order for you to have the Word, you got to get it in you, meditate on it, and speak it out. Amen. Since Satan, world people, gives their bad reports. But you got to be careful. Keep going. Because Proverbs 18:21, and we see this all the time, says the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. You got to be careful. Don't speak the negative things. Don't speak the bad things. Don't magnify your giants, magnify your God. Amen. And be careful of the words you speak. Amen. And New King James says death. See, they reversed that. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. So we say, well, I just said a little white lie. I just said a little something. Still, you're bringing it out and you're speaking it. So guess what? That's a seed that you've sown, and it's going to grow. But it's going to grow in your life, not in somebody else's life, in your life. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Man, I like that. Since bad reports come, they bombard you on a daily basis. Renew your mind. And that's what Romans 12:2, keep going. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behaviors, a New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to copy them and buy everything they want you to buy. You don't have to receive it. It says, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. We got to change the way we think. You have to do this. And how will I do this? By getting in the Word of God and knowing what the Word says. This is what the world says. This is what the Word says. So who are you on? Don't get in the middle. He says, I'll take you hot and cold, but not lukewarm. I'm going to believe what the Word of God says, because the Word of God is going to set you free. Amen. It's going to make you change the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And the New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. On a daily basis, as often as needed, you know. It doesn't say once a day, once a week, or once a month, but as often as needed. Because you are, I use the word bombarded, daily with negative stuff. Amen. Rage, bad stuff, you know. So you got to renew all that and get all that out of there. Amen. Since the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, we know what John 10:10 says. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. Amen. The Amplified says, the thief only comes in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have and enjoy life and have it abundant, to the full, to overflowing. Amen. So, praise God. Know the Word. Again, it's going to set you free from the ways of the world. Amen. And the things coming against you, them giants coming against you. Amen. Says enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Enemy sends his best. Change it. Enemy sends his best. We want to send him our second best. Don't be part time. Amen. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Says part time believer is no match to a full time devil. And you know, sometimes he does better than we do. Amen. We can't win that way. We can't just be part-time. We can't be lukewarm. Amen. We can't just be hot on Sundays when we come. We got to be hot each and every day. And we got to be full-time on a daily basis. When the time Jesus came from the age of accountability until he fulfilled what God sent him to do, what his Father sent him to do. Amen. And he had to go against these things each and every day. And there was ugly people back then, too. Amen. And they talked about him. They released a killer over him. He said, who should I release, Barabbas or Jesus? And they said, oh, Barabbas. That's bad. Amen. It says, enemies will intimidate you. They try to frighten you, scare you, and threaten you. Remember, he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So let's remember that. Take a stand and use his name, his word. Use his authority. Jesus told us that as long as we were in this world, we will have and continue to face these giants, this tribulation. Amen. Again, we read John 16:33. But you know, he says, hey, I have overcome these things. So can you. He said great examples for us. Amen. So you have the power to face your giants and have a successful life. Amen. Don't put the blame on him. Don't put the blame on him. We need to fulfill what the Word of God tells us to do. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. It's James 4:7, we've been talking about it all morning, but it says, therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, you resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It says, draw near to God, and what is he going to do? He's going to draw near to you. We're going to get to know each other. Amen. We need to know him more than he already knows everything about us, and he knows the worst about you. And you know what? He knows the worst about you and still loves you the most. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. And the Amplified says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he'll come close to you. And he will come close to you. He says, close your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded. Again, we can't be double-minded. Amen. We cannot be double-minded. We have to be focused on and be full in serving him, not just being part-time, but full-time. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I can't keep you too long because we got other things to do. Keep going. 1 Peter 5:7-8 says this, what? You know, you got all kinds of things coming against you, but what does the Bible says? And why are you still holding on to these things? The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him. You know what? These giants coming against you, cast them on him. Give it to him. Whatever problems, whatever things is coming against you, says cast it on him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary tells you who your adversary, who your enemy is. Says the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Telling you what he wants to do. Again, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy you. So don't give him no ride. Let him walk. Or you know what? Another thing is renew your mind and tell him where to go. He says, go. I want nothing to do with you. You go. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Keep going. Isaiah 40:30-31 says, but those who wait, New King James, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. On a daily basis, again, you face these giants. But you know what? I'm not going to be weak about it. I'm going to be strong in him. And I'm going to press on and do what he wants me to do. The Bible says you can do all things. So don't talk yourself out of it. Be involved. And you know, instead of saying, why me, Lord? Say, send me, Lord. Amen. We need to remember that. I can do all things through Christ. So you know what? Don't say, why me? But say, send me. I'll go. I'll do it. Amen. Praise God. Come on. When it was our party in time, we want to go. We want to get ourselves ready. And we want to join the crowd. Well, now it's for turning ourselves around and doing it for him. It says everybody's different, but we face giants daily. We stand and face our giants by same tactics David did. And what tactic was that? He was battle ready. We need to stay battle ready. I spend my time in the military, and they teach us to be battle ready. And we practice each and every day, not just when war breaks out. We got to be ready to know what to do when the war breaks out. But we got to be battle ready as believers, as Christians, on a daily basis, not just once in a while, not being part-time. When you're part-time, you know, you ain't never going to be ready. Say, wait a minute, devil. Wait on us. No, we got to be ready when it breaks out. Say, wait a minute, I resist you. I stand against you. I submit myself to God. I resist you. And you got to go. You got to go. Say goodbye to defeat and start a victory of a victorious life with God. Know the weapons God has for us. Amen. And victory is yours. It says the battlefield is life. Be confident of God's presence. He is with you. The Bible said he never leaves you and he never forsakes you. Amen. So praise God. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and be of good courage. Do not fear and do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So you know what? You got problems. It's not because he's not with you. It's because we forget about him. We're the ones that walked off. Amen. He had opportunities to walk away. He had opportunities to say, Father, get me out of here. I don't want to go through this. These people are ungrateful. But you know, he went to Father. He says, Father, I need your strength. We can do the same thing. Lord, I need your strength. Build yourself up. Amen. Speaking in the Spirit. You know, getting in the Word. Meditating on the Word. Speaking the Word. Amen. In Hebrews 13:5-6 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Will not fear. I can do, what can man do to me? I'm not going to fear. What can man do to me? I'm on God's side. God is with me. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. So I'm not going to be afraid. Neither are you. Don't be afraid. Because God is with you. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. But you know what? He's with you. You asked him to come into your life and he's with you. Amen. Spend time with him and be strong in him. Amen. Stand your ground. Says God didn't say, don't ever say, again, I say, don't ever say, why me, Lord, but send me, Lord. David did, and so can we. God's not looking for perfect people. We're going to close with this. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. He's looking for committed people. You be one of them. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Let's focus on God and not on the giants. Amen. So, remember in closing, you have power to face your giants on a daily basis. God is bigger than the giants you're facing, whatever it happens to be. Speak the word over it. It's got to go. Submit yourself to God. Resist them. And they have to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, magnify God. Don't magnify your giants. Magnify your giants, you fall. Magnify God, giants fall. So we just got to get that right. See yourself a giant killer, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God is the God who made a miracle out of David, Joshua, Caleb, stands ready to make one out of you. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. Stay focused on God facing your giants. Amen. Says stay hungry for God and give him your best. Not second best, not part time, but full time. Amen. Praise God. So praise God. Do you receive, church? So do I. If you don't receive it, I'll take it. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this, for your word. Bless those that are watching, Lord. Bless those that are listening, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, you that are watching, you that are listening, if you have never accepted him, now's the time. You know, quit running. Now's not the time to run. Now's the time to stand. Amen. So, you know, all you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And he will. But you got to make, he's going to transform you. But you got to get into the Word and get the Word of God in you and start living for him. Get in a Bible-based church where you can go and gather and be encouraged and study the Word. Meditate on the Word and start not only getting the Word in you, but start speaking the Word. And go and do what he wants you to do. You know, spend time with him and says, what is it you want me to do, Lord? It's not about why me, but send me. Amen. So praise God. Some of you are going through some sickness right now, you know. Jesus took the stripes on his back when he went to the cross. So you know what? By Jesus' stripes, I call you well and I call you healed. Whatever it is you're facing right now, Lord, I just cancel that sickness I command that sickness to go in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just speak wellness in you. I speak healing over you in Jesus' name. Everything in my body, everything in your body, working to perfection the way God created it to function. Amen. So body, line up with the word of God. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, praise God. I receive that. And it's time to give. So go to our website. It should be on your screen. NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. Remember, you have the power to face all these giants coming against you. Amen. Praise God.